What's up? Welcome back to the project. This is a direct continuation from the previous episode on the most annoying change on the planet, if this and that, reducing their free plan subscription of 5 apps down to only 2 available. This is Slice of Life, by the way, SOLRL. That's a great segue, a great tangent from one to the other. Slice of Life. I don't have to explain too much, do I? Just kind of daily stuff. Down to earth, straightforward, real activities. And then, okay, so what we had to work on just previously was having to do with the business finances and security was related to that. It's pretty important because anytime you make a new transaction, you purchase, you do want to make sure that you have cybersecurity protection, anti-malware, anti-viral software, all that jazz. And on that note, we wanted to cover in the previous one, the business on your sound health sciences, so the nutrition and supplement business and the automatic monthly orders that we had to do, as well as I believe there was something else, right? We did some research for I believe a sibling would ask about exfoliating cream, so if you apply over your face to remove like dead skin cells and stuff like that, whatever. The point is, and it's good for you, it is, we didn't get to it because the previous day we actually made another purchase, again another transaction that you should be, you know, wary of. Make sure you have some sort of antivirus software and that you are being careful not to, you know, go to the wrong sites and don't be scammed and phished and all that kind of stuff. So I made a purchase here with this and that, or IFT, and because you require a pro plan in order to use your habits of more than 2, now up to 20, which is great, if only it were also to include Twitter, which it doesn't. And that was the most annoying fucking thing I had to talk about and figure out halfway through the video. I was literally making the video recording, and then I tried to test turning on one of the applets here, and oh, by the way, how's your day going today? Yeah, you get the idea. Yeah, that's my frustration for the day, and so definitely I'll try to post that, but if I don't post that, I'm not expecting anyone else to post, you know. But yeah, share me your frustration. This is my frustration, all right? So I went over on this and that, and I found out that not only are you need to upgrade to the pro plan to get 20 app company, but and that costs like $40, which is like, okay, it's all right. And after foreign C conversion and taxes, it goes up to like 60 in my country, $65-$70. It's going to be really expensive if you wanted to include Twitter in your applets. So Twitter is now in the second tier plan, and this makes a whole lot of sense. I talked about it briefly in the previous video, but basically it's probably Elon Musk, and you know, even when he left, he had this whole, he made this big issue about his war on bots and how they're 20% of the platform and whatnot, you know. But if it's not Musk anymore, why somebody else? It's just, if it's not, it's just good practice for Twitter as a whole to remove as many bots as they can. So obviously they probably got in touch with IFT, and no longer are you able to use Twitter for free. Not even in the first tier plan, you can't do it. You have to pay $80 a year, which is, you know, it's like not that much, right? You're like, oh, I can make that in a day. Yeah, that's great, but for me, in my country, you know, foreign conversion plus tax brings it up to 105, and then up to like $120. I didn't know, 100 and goes up to 120 after conversion. And then after that, it goes straight up to like $130, $140. So it's quite, it's no longer negligible anymore. It's not something I just ignore. That's a full day's worth of work. You would be like, that's not a big deal. But at the same time, I'm tight on budget right now. So this is going to cut off a lot of people. And kudos to, of course, Elon, you could say, and Twitter in general, because that actually means that it's managed to effectively cut off a lot of people who would be otherwise using it for free. And I don't think anybody would be playing unless they have a serious business with serious business expenses. I would not expect any regular person to pay so much just to have bots running on Twitter. So it's an effective plan, but it affects me in a way that doesn't help me personally. So that was really annoying. That's really fucking annoying. And that sidetracked me from what I was going to do for the video, which is in this video here, biz expenses. So again, this is more transactions, more finance that is supposed to be, you know, this is why you have a security suite such as Bitdefender or you know, Microsoft Security Essentials. Oh, that one's probably not that. No, Security Essentials, Microsoft Security, I don't know. Norton, Kaspersky, all that kind of stuff. So let's hop on over to some of these things that are being protected. I can showcase you right now at the very top. It says if and that. You can see now there's 5 apps running. If I hop over to the backdrop, I wonder if it's going to show. No, it's not. It's on a different page. So if this and that, if new episode, let's just read up to you. If new episode Spotify podcast released, then post a tweet with image. And I'm going to be uploading a lot of things today. So it's very good that I decided off video that I'm going to at least use the 7-day trial for the Pro Plus. So they have a trial for Pro, but also a trial for Pro Plus. And I went up for that so that at least while I'm deciding, making a decision whether or not I'm going to pay, while budget is tight right now, you know, I have to consider that at least for the moment, for the next 7 days during the trial, at least I'll have access to some activity on my profile. The main point is I want my Twitter account to have some activity. It's not that necessarily I like the posts, you know, my posts are pretty shit and my content's pretty shit. It's just that I want the profile page to be active. It can't be a dead profile, otherwise it's going to consistently decrease in the algorithm. So it's all about SEO right now as far as I'm concerned. Anyways, I think that's just really critically important. Just make sure your page does not go dead, does not go silent. That's all, that's the most important thing. So if your Twitch stream started by you, post a tweet every time you have a new stream, Twitch on Discord, that only share your Facebook page. Again, 3 of these were off and they will be turned off in about 6 days time if I don't pay for the Pro Plus plan, which is what I have right now. And I didn't think I was going to do that, but you know, there's always surprises. Full of surprises. Fuck. So let's hop on over to the actual meat of this video. And that means I'm going to switch over to a different scene. 3, 2, 1. And so this was a little bit annoying. In fact, I want to showcase here in a moment. Something really annoying was in the previous video, I ended up accidentally showing something I should not have. So what I'm going to do, you know, it has an email here with some contact information, not for me necessarily, but I just did not want to show that. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hop on over to the display scene instead. And you're going to see my display, basically Windows here. I'm going to showcase you this. This is video proc here. And if I click on, so it's a video editor, right? Video editing software. Click on it right here. I'm just going to say that options. So I uploaded the video and not options, sorry. Cut. You can see here I have 2 clips here. Morning, guys. Welcome back. I'm going to pause this. It's going to lag a lot like crazy. So you can see the before, the after, and then we have clips 1 and clip 2 and about 5 seconds into with 80, about the 18 minute mark, I had to remove that because it did show some information that was not supposed to be shown. Now, that's very annoying. That cost me another like 15 minutes beforehand, and I had to keep this here until then. But afterwards, I do want to close this. I want to mention very briefly also that when it comes to video proc, I had also several other videos here uploaded and not uploaded but downloaded. So I went over here and I won't leave this, I have to stay on this page. Well, I went to the downloader and I tried to download some 2 videos of my own straight from YouTube because there was some issue with my backup storage device, and for some reason at least 20 videos went missing. I have no idea where the fuck they are. I'm not sure if I relocated them somewhere by accident and now I can't find them, but it seems like even with search I can't find those videos. So maybe they're just permanently deleted, maybe there's an error and some data was lost. So that's something else here with video proc and editing. But this is also important because when we're talking about security, obviously you don't want to showcase any kind of private information that would you know, compromise whatever. Okay, so let's hop over to backdrop. Back over here, 10 minute mark in, Doesn't sound like we can cover a whole lot, but hop over to the email address here. So I'm going to pull and say that this is basically having to do still with this and that to a reasonable degree, because I pulled this and opened a new mail, and the first thing is I received mail asking me about the nutritional business products, something about a monthly threshold that I do have to go above, and otherwise I'm not commission payable. And so that's something else we're discussing. And that was related directly to the USANA Health Sciences business. But it seems like this video here is just, Jesus, it's just going back to back, all about if this and that. It's very annoying. So long story short, you know, I might just stop it here. This is so annoying, man. I hopped on over to here because I wanted to discuss this in addition to everything else that's related to this and that. And this is the same accounting firm that I'm also having work on for all the business expenses here as well for the project. And so it's not surprising, of course, if you have multiple businesses, you do have to split, of course, your business expenses and earnings apart. Make sure it's very clear cut. You do need to have some sort of, you know, very precise documentation software. Make sure you get the most important stuff down, the dates, the exact the amount of tax per transaction, what's for, what's the purpose. You will have to justify this to the revenue agency of your particular country, and so that's that. And make sure you have all the documents and slips like that. So that's what this is all about. Okay. On those matters, I also want to hop on over here and let me give a pause and think about whether or not I'm going to cover everything. Okay, I had a little moment there. I just stopped for a moment. Took a bit, maybe 60 seconds to think about, is it a good idea? I say no. So the good news is this video is going to end right now. Well, in about 3 minutes. The bad news is I cover less. So I noticed that if this and that just really threw a fucking wrench into my schedule today, unfortunately. And so what that means is I'm in this particular video, I'm not even going to cover USANA Health Sciences. that sucks so much. But the good news is that I had some time, 60 seconds really, that's all it took, to think about whether or not we should still be considering this part of Security Essentials. And I'm going to say no. This has absolutely nothing to do with security anymore. This has all a lot to just do with finances and businesses. And, you know, so on that note, I think that's where we're going to leave it. Let's just wrap up everything that has to do with finances. So this video has to do with more if this than that review and talks more about if this, the if this than that, if Pro Plus plan and how much it costs and the fact that I turned on the outputs. And then over here, it covers also the fact that we have what income taxes here that you know, we had to record at the same time. And so, you know, in this drive document here, I would upload, of course, the if I decide to continue with this and that a week later on or 7 days from now, I may have to. I'll be uploading the invoice, the billing invoice for if over here as well. So onto a cloud drive. I can close this, get rid of this now. I can't even. I just saved this for USANA. So annoying. And then we have this over here for the mail. I can get rid of that for sure though, this mail here. I can't even get rid of this one. This also has to do with USANA. Oh fuck, everything is just tied together, even this one. So I'm just gonna end it here. This is so annoying. See you guys in the next one. By the way, if I don't have to say it right, or your frustrations, but this is my frustration, this is what I had to work on today. Let's hold on, hop on to the next one.